This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com.
What's in that cigar you smoking, huh?
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
During the 8 o'clock hour, your chance to win tickets for this weekend and the non-rivalry series at Fenway, Red Sox, Yankees. Nobody cares about it. Nobody cares at all, Curtis. If you listen to what Wiggy says, nobody cares.
Not one bit. Goes to the Red Sox, so it's starting to get a little bit in the rear view.
Well, Curtis is going to the game on Sunday.
Yes, can't wait.
So he'll be the only person there at Fenway Park.
Get the pulse, Curtis. I really want you to get the pulse.
I love talking to people in public, so just come on up. We'll take a picture together.
This is Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey.
So I'm wondering why you have constantly been talking about how these private businesses should be able to run their businesses the way that they want to. But now that they're requiring their employees to get vaccinated, it's a big to-do.
I believe I said that very same thing moments ago. I said that in any way, shape, or form, a private business may do what it likes. However, when it comes to the NFL, I think there's great interest in the fact that you're going to have players who – because they chose, let's agree that they're all healthy, very athletic individuals, young, healthy individuals. If they choose not to be vaccinated, they're going to lose a paycheck, and the organization is going to forfeit a game. I mean, it seems pretty extreme based on somebody making a health choice. Would you not agree?
I somewhat agree with that, but they are also super healthy people who are not at great risk when getting the vaccine.
Right, but Greg, then add this on top of that. The ones that are vaccinated are also going to lose a paycheck.
Right.
I disagree with that.
And forgive me for, bringing up something a little bit different here, but this ownership, this collection of owners in the NFL has fought tooth and nail from having actual CTE and concussion evidence brought to the table that is damaging the long-term health of the players they claim they're trying to protect. This is all BS. It's virtue signaling by the NFL and their cronies in the media to act like they give a damn about the players and their health. It's BS. They've never given a damn about NFL players. That's why they don't guarantee their contracts.
Right, and it's all about power for them because last year they played with no vaccine and they had no cancellations through a 16-week season.
Yeah.
So it's more about them flexing their power to make sure that, and I don't even really know what it is, right? Because if you are vaccinated, you could do a lot more than an unvaccinated player. So, like, guys, when they travel,
right,
guys who are vaccinated can just go free, eat where they want to eat, go to restaurants. Guys that aren't, got to stay in their rooms. They still got a lot of guidelines. So I don't get this whole, you know, putting this out in front of players when they know they're not really going to lose games because they didn't lose any last year. Now that you have vaccines, you have more guys. Because if there's 53 guys on a roster, how many of those guys you really realistically think will get vaccinated?
Percentage-wise,
yeah.
I don't know, 75%?
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it would be in line with the country, which is, what, 67%, something like that, Curtis?
Yeah.
67% of the country is vaccinated?
Roughly, around 70%.
Yeah.
Right, so that's, what, a handful of guys that might be unvaccinated where if something happens with them, you could just sit those guys out. You saw last year the Patriots played without a quarterback because he was got COVID.
And I think that's the biggest kind of thing to go against what the league's saying, right? If they had a million cases last year and there were a million games canceled, that would be one thing. But to go through a full season where some of the biggest players in the league got COVID, teams still played and it was not an issue, you got to continue with that instead of kind of changing the narrative now.
Right. This is Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, I was just wondering if they don't want to get the vaccine and they take a knee this time around, are people going to be just as mad as before?
What's your question again?
If the players take a knee this time around because they're protesting, are people going to get just as mad as they were before about players taking a knee?
So you're saying if they take a knee for vaccines?
Yeah, I want them to stand.
Tell me what that has to do with being vaccinated or not vaccinated.
If they're going to protest, if the players protest not wanting to get a vaccine, and this time around with all the protests, they're taking a knee is I don't want to get a vaccine instead of, you know, I'm taking a knee for Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Are the people going to support them taking a knee?
He's saying that a player's going to kneel in protest of the vaccines and being forced to be vaccinated. And then are people going to be like, oh, okay, I'm standing in support.
He wants to know what's going to happen if Kaepernick gets vaccinated. That's basically the meld of that point.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, if a guy misses a game because he gets COVID and he's not vaccinated, then he goes into the protocol, or the protocol, whatever that is, and everybody else, we go out there and we continue to play.
Right. And with the kneeling thing, I think, you know, if a player kneels, you don't know if they're kneeling for protest against the anthem or if it's for the back. Yeah. Like, they would have to.
Yeah. We know one person who's very upset with that, and that is Curtis's Mr. America guy. Do we have a name for that character?
Yeah, we got to name him.
When you do,
my name's Jerry. Jerry America.
Oh, Jerry America? That's the guy's name? Okay,
finally get some nuts on this show.
Jerry America.
This place hasn't had balls in a couple of years.
That's actually a pretty good name, though.
I know. It's a good name. Jerry America.
Yeah. I like it.
That'll be Curtis's American Hardo character.
That's Mr. Jerry America to you, Wiggy.
Okay. All right. Speaking of Curtis, we got to get to what is trending this morning here at WEEI.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now is brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams. Make this the summer event. Save up to $7,000 on new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. Well, another great night at Fenway Park. The Sox have won 8 out of 10 this year against the Yankees. They come back down 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth with a big two-run RBI double by Kike Hernandez. And then they win on a sack fly in the 10th. Bunch of wild pitches, weird ending, but I was out when the rain delay started, so I didn't see it all live, but it was a big reaction at Fenway Park. They look to win their fourth straight tonight against the Yankees. Coverage begins at 6 on the WEEI Shaw's Red Sox Radio Network. So, big news around the NFL yesterday with the vaccination being required, but big news locally when it comes to sports betting. The House voted 156-3 to pass sports betting bill H3977.
Okay, finally.
The issue here, there is a major sticking point that remains between the Massachusetts House and Senate, as the Senate does not want to allow people in Massachusetts to wager on college sports. Which is so
That's so stupid.
It's not surprising, though. Think about where you live. They want to tell you everything that you can and can't do on a momentarily, like, moment-by-moment basis.
But you can do it. You can get in your car and drive, like, 40 minutes and go do it. It's
right.
crazy.
But that's too much. That's just a hassle. Greg's right. All right, you can bet. Well, you can't bet. You can bet on this sport, but you can't bet on that sport. Like, really?
You can have dip, but you can't have flavored dip.
Right. You can smoke cigarettes, but they can't be menthol.
You can't vape.
You can get flavored vodka, but you can't get flavored tobacco.
Right.
But the issue here is that anybody that's in the mob is not betting at Encore. They're doing it with a bookie. They're doing it under the table. They don't want to pay taxes. They don't want to actually report these things.
Right.
The notion that people are going to be more inclined to throw games or get involved with the mafia because you legalize sports betting is asinine.
So that's what that's the reasoning behind the no college sports betting is because they feel like people are going to be able to get to these college kids to throw games.
Yes. Right. I mean, Djurkovic, the BC quarterback, is making like $800K in name, image, and likeness.
Right.
He doesn't need to.
Right. Well, he's going to take the $20,000 from a bookie who says, "Hey, can you throw a couple passes in the dirt for me?"
But I want to give a special shout out because it was 156-3 in the house to the three heroes who stood up to sports betting in Massachusetts. Representatives Mike Conley, Russell Holmes, and Erica Utohoven. Hmm. So good job to you three. Tom Brady last night got his seventh ring. Big night in Tampa Bay. Said it was his favorite ring ever. He is just done with the Patriots completely. He was on with Jim Gray, Greg, a couple days ago.
Yes.
And he was talking about all of his mentors as a football player. He mentioned Bill Belichick, and it sounded like he was holding in a fart. And then he got into this guy who was his, like, backup equipment manager at Michigan and waxed poetic about how he changed his life. Oh, man. And big news, although this is the longest drawn-out near signing in Bruins history, the Bruins and Mr. Hall.
Taylor Hall. His first name is Taylor.
Are closing in on a deal, which is 4 years, $24 million. Not yet official, but is expected to be signed today. And that's what's trending.
Still and a half.
Are you okay with the length of that deal? I am. I'm fine.
Yeah, because he's only 28, right?
I'm fine with 4 years. And then you go. We talked about this yesterday. But then you have to find money for Krejci. Because he needs Krejci there on that line.
Right, but how... Then the other question is how much money, because McAvoy is going to be looking at $9 million a year.
He's don't you still have 2 years left when it comes to McAvoy?
No, I think McAvoy's after next year.
Yeah, it's one more year, I think.
Yeah.
Is.
So he's, and you, I know you guys want to brush it off, but you got to throw Tuukka into the equation or a goalie into the equation because you got to have a veteran goalie. You can't, there's no way you're going to tell me that you're just going to hand over the keys to Swayman.
What if he's lights out, though? Like, that could happen.
Yeah, that could happen, but are you going to go into the season with saying, okay, we're going to hope he's lights out and not invest in a veteran goalie? I mean, that's all I ask. And then if Tuukka could still play, wouldn't you pay him?
Yeah. All right, more on that. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with the dumbest of the day and other things coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
The Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Hey.
more day, or at least one more work day of vacation for Ken Laird, and then he will be back on Monday. Looks like he's having fun, though, on his Instagram on the Cape, and it looks like they're actually participating in some activities where there are other people around, Curtis, so Ken no longer a stick in the mud.
No, he said he was doing...
You're a real stick in the mud, huh?
he called it fun-tivities yesterday. He was very excited.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. So Ken back on Monday. Next week on Friday, it is Free Ice Cream Friday, or at least Jimmy Fund Donation Ice Cream Friday with Chris Curtis in the No Humor truck.
So, isn't there a guy they call Numbnuts
yes.
on the show?
That'll happen next Friday. During the 8 o'clock hour this morning, I have Red Sox Yankees tickets to give to you, so be listening then. And coming up in just a little bit, Courtney and the news.
Ooh.
And this is... Dave, I believe. Hello, Dave?
Yeah, morning, Greg. Can you hear me
all
right?
No.
I don't know. You got something going on? Like, are we on?
Sounds like he's on the construction site.
Like, what, are we on Bluetooth, or what's the deal?
No, the problem is I'm literally mowing fairways. I'm on a tractor right now, so I got my headphones on. So
oh, all right. Well, can you stop mowing the fairways for a minute, or is that like you're calling a radio show?
How does Tuca look?
Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Where are you mowing fairways? What course are you at?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. Whitensville Golf Club. It's in Whitensville, Massachusetts. Excellent 9-hole course.
Yes.
Awesome place.
I have played there. Mm-hmm. Yes.
9-hole sounds tremendous.
It's a 9-hole course.
Yeah. 9 holes is perfect.
Yes.
So the reason why I called was about the NFL, the way it's going on right now with the NFL, is I think what they wanted to do to get away from the nightmare they had a rescheduled game last year, especially since we have 17 games now. They didn't want to get involved in that again. And I think that's probably why they're pushing the vaccination on everybody, too, so they won't have to shut down again.
It's like any other workplace, I guess. They don't want to have to cancel games if there's a COVID outbreak. But I don't know that they needed to that they would need to cancel games anyway.
They found
a way last season to play every single game, even if you ended up having the Patriots playing on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night or whatever it was.
And no one was vaccinated during last season.
Right.
They just want to wield their power. They want to be able to not have any hiccups in the sense where maybe certain players are not playing and that becomes an issue. Like, you know, say what you want about Cam Newton's performance last year as, throughout the season. But going into the Kansas City game after the first couple of games, you were looking forward to that.
Yes.
And maybe it's their way to put power and say, we don't want to lose money because there are some players, star players that, you know, that are not vaccinated and might not play like DeAndre Hopkins. So we're going to do everything in our power to force these guys to get vaccinated. And the only way you can really do that is when you start taking away their money. You start taking away money, people go, whoa, wait a second. I got a vac.
But if somebody is serious when it comes to a concern that they have about their health,
mm-hmm.
are they going to, like if you're an NFL player and you're not getting vaccinated because X reason with regard to your health and you got some money, are you really going to go out and get vaccinated because you're worried that you're going to miss a week's paycheck? I guess the pressure from everybody else on the
right.
from a team perspective is going to make a difference. Yes, Curtis.
I didn't raise my hand.
I wonder if is the NFL going to do what that caller said his work was doing, where if you have a religious or a health situation, you're kind of exempt from it? Because wouldn't that, you know?
Yeah, they could, but the problem is you're going to have some type of medical letter from whatever doctor stating that you can't be vaccinated because of and then you're going to have to prove that because of religious reasons you don't get it. See, the NFL and the problem is the NFL really don't care about the players, right? And you know, I've gone through it with the concussion lawsuits, right? They don't really care about the health and well-being of the players. So what we did is what we had to try to do is bring attention to this because everybody sees the NFL get sued and now they got to pay $1 billion, right? That's what they see for the concussion settlement.
Wait a second. Do you have to be a part? Does Wiggy, are you admitting that you're part of the lawsuit? That you have a you have a head problem?
We've talked about it forever on the show.
But the, he get paid.
He's representing himself as J. Charles Wiggins.
Oh, so that's why you guys.
Right. But the problem is, go look at how much money the NFL has paid out to players. They ain't paying players. That's the thing. You got to be like, there are guys that when you, I don't know if you remember Kevin Turner used to play for the Patriots. There are guys like that, you know, Steve Gleason, that the NFL don't even want to pay those guys. And those guys, are, you know, Steve Gleason's in a wheelchair and he's got ALS. So they make it extremely difficult. Like this whole notion of guys are getting money just because they said, "Oh, my head hurts." No, they you got to jump through hoops. It's all they're not trying to give out that money. All I think what it did, and part of the reason why I got involved was because of the next generation, and now the game has gotten safer for them.
But you really could make a direct analogy between how the tobacco companies handled the release of the true impact of nicotine and its impact on you, to how the NFL treated Dr. Omalu when it came to understanding and accepting the fact that concussions were sadly a major problem in that league. They were fighting at every possible turn, and now all of a sudden, these idiot NFL beat reporters in the national media is saying, lecturing NFL players that they should listen to the owners and get a shot.
Right.
The same owners that prevented research, that prevented something that has caused serious mental health issues, suicide, you name it, by their players.
And but again, sorry, Courtney, what is different about this season than last season? Like, you would think that that if you're able to get every single game in last season in the height of the pandemic, that you don't need to change any of the way in which you conducted the season last year. It worked well.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it's going to be easier for you this year because we talked about it. Say 70% of the players on your team are going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right? So I think the NFL is just doing it like what the NFL always does, and the NFLPA, the Players Association, the weakest in all sports. It's just a power move.
Well, I was going to talk about the CTE aspect of it because I think a lot of players who have multiple concussions throughout their career, it's up to them, which it really shouldn't be, to step away from the game. And I think we saw it like Luke Kuechly. Mm-hmm. He had a ton of time left in his career. He retired very early, but he knew that he had too many concussions.
Right.
The last one he had looked detrimental for him, and he stepped away. But if you're not mature enough to say that, to say, you know what, I want to save kind of the rest of my life and I need to step away from this game that I absolutely love and I have a lot more to give to, then you're in some serious issues moving forward. And I think the league needs to step in at some point, and what you were saying is they don't care about the player in that regard because it's up to them to make that decision.
Well, just give the guys the information that they need. That's what they didn't do with the concussions. And now that's the biggest thing with the vaccines. Dale used to sit here and him and I used to argue about, oh, people need to get tested and how they can't get vaccinated because long-term effects. Remember there was a whole myocarditis like that came out of nowhere, right? And it was like, oh, my God, you got to worry about a guy. What's going to happen if he gets COVID in 20 years, right? And now it's like the same thing with the vaccines. There are some guys who are like, what's going to happen in 10 years when I get vaccinated?
You know what I would do if I were a player right now? I'd say, okay, you want to talk about health? Cancel all the Thursday night games. When you're forcing us to play on 2 days rest just to get $1 billion from Bezos.
This is Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hey, kid.
What's up, Chad?
Hey, so yesterday you had teased something in the news about, you know, possibly going into lockdown again because of all the COVID rising up again. And so I went on the new Odyssey app to listen to one of the downloads, and apparently since Tuesday when Ken left, there's been nothing on there. So apparently no one just does their job when Ken leaves.
Yeah, no,
so
I wish that we could blame it on Spaz or somebody else doing their job.
I was going to say, Greg, is Spaz's low T affecting everyone now?
No. Apparently it's a server issue. Is that what it is, Christopher Curtis?
Yes.
Okay. We can't fix a server here. We can't get a new server.
All of our top minds on it.
We do. Okay. All right. How many top minds do we have here in the building?
How many top minds does it take to
fix a server?
A server?
Yeah. Speaking of that, coming up during the news,
yes,
there has been the very first Bitcoin mining death in the history of of Bitcoin. And we'll tell you how that Bitcoin miner passed away coming up during the news in just a little while. This is Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, first of all, Curtis, your testosterone overload voice there, you've got to have your own show with that. That rules. Second of all,
I should have kept my old show. Idiot.
That's Jerry America is the name. Yes.
Placed by the sackless Greg Hill.
Yes.
Guys, you have great points. And I think what makes us listeners out here pull our hair out is you're horrible at articulating the obvious point. And that is, go to the CDC website there, and it lists the vaccine as experimental. How can you mandate something that is considered experimental?
I don't know, but right. They're doing it. Right. They are doing it, and the majority of the people in the country they're not concerned about it being experimental. They're going forward and getting it. Or have gotten it.
And even like, you know, what you see on the Cape, they said that the majority of people that have been vaccinated, been asymptomatic, haven't needed to go to the hospital, and they've been good.
This is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, D?
Morning.
You know, I do love badass American Curtis.
Yes.
There's definitely more programming to that. Anyway.
Get to the point.
It's just like I've been saying from the get-go, Hillbug. Follow the money. That is what is going on here. Nobody cares about health and safety. And if anyone thinks that, they're stupid. Okay, this is the bottom line is the government is invested way over the top in COVID. So anything related to COVID is going to be shoved up our keister for the next decade. And that's the bottom line. They need a certain amount of shots in arms, as they want to keep saying.
Yeah.
To get to there, this is all about numbers, kid. They laid out billions.
Speaking
to
of
the Pfizers of the world, the Johnsons and Johnsons of the world, and all these other, you know, medical companies and scientists and all this crap. So get ready. I told you this from the beginning. This has nothing to do with, you know, outbreaks and the like. This is, we got to get X amount of shots distributed and administered to meet our quota.
Derek, speaking of health, do you believe that your quarterback lost all that weight, or do you think it's a body double thing like Wiggy says with Adele? Like, what is going on with
He looks great.
He does. He
looks great.
But there's no...
the tiger again. Oh, God.
He's always got the eye of the tiger. Yeah, okay.
They're all in this year, but okay? And I love how all the people that put out the odds and what have you, everyone's sleeping on my Steelers. Everybody.
Okay.
That's all right. Tomlin will screw it up there.
Don't worry. Yeah. All right. We have Red Sox tickets to give away during the 8 o'clock hour. Sox Yankees this weekend at Fenway. So we'll do that during the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for
The
dumbest
fracking
of the day.
The Scuba Montana social media in Oklahoma down in Atlanta. It's a whole nother Kemper Terry Francona Kansas Soda
on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, listen to everything that happened over the last 24 hours. And Curtis, we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day yesterday.
Well, we head to Philadelphia, and I believe, Greg, you said the OG Mrs. Hill used to say nothing good happens after midnight. Is that
11 p.m.
11 p.m.,
yes.
Was that your, when you had to be home by, was that
curfew? Yes. So she said nothing good ever happens after 11 p.m., so please be here by 10:30.
Well, if you live in Boston, don't worry about everything shuts
did
down.
You make it by 11 p.m. last night home?
By 11 last night?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I would always say to people that nothing good happens in Philadelphia, period. But that's where we go to Pat's Steakhouse or Pat's Cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
The most disgusting thing you'll ever eat. I don't understand.
I don't either.
I don't like it either.
Awful. Philadelphia, just as a whole, should just go away. But there were two people in line at Pat's. Seems like a nice thing. They're probably after being at a club. They're waiting in line for their cheesesteak. And they got into a disagreement about the Eagles and the New York Giants, as it's wont to happen, NFC East rivals. Well, it took a turn as one of the members was shot and killed by the other. as the sports talk turned violent. We're going to hear from the inspector in the case, Scott Small.
They were actually involved in a physical fight, according to the witnesses, and the shooter then pulled the gun and fired one shot, striking the victim in the torso.
So sad.
Absolutely mind-bogglingly stupid.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I think the victim was 23.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's awful.
Yeah, over sports.
Right.
I mean, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's because nobody can throw hands no more. So nowadays... that's the truth. Nowadays, nobody can throw hands, and so you get into an argument, you get to throwing hands, now you're getting beat up, and what's the next kid do? He pulls out a gun and...
And shoots him?
Yeah, that's how people live nowadays, man. Nobody throws hands. Everybody's either getting a gun or getting a knife.
But don't bury the lead here. You're not a fan of cheesesteaks?
Oh, I love steak and cheese, not cheesesteaks. and I don't like that, whatever they put that whiz on it, cheese whiz.
I think it's hell so, no. If you are Geno's this morning waking up, you are very happy that you're not in the headline because they're across the street. Their biggest rival.
Yeah,
I'm with Curtis on that one. I never understood the whole, you know.
That's like what the whole city lives for is their cheesesteaks.
Yeah, but they use that weird, like it's cheese whiz.
When the NFL draft was in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. they had cheesesteaks at every corner, like every media meal. It was cheesesteaks, everything. And I was like, I'm not going to eat all week.
It's disgusting. I'm like, how are they, like the steak and cheese subs around here. I prefer the
grinders. You mean
the grinders?
Grinders, yes.
The steak bomb. they call it the steak bomb.
Just dump that.
You can't say that. I prefer it that way, I like good fashion, like Jerry America, American cheese on my steak and cheese.
I understand. You don't like the fact that they do the cheese whiz.
That's disgusting.
There. Steak and cheese sprinkles.
That's what people have. Yeah, that's what people have become accustomed to.
But the issue here is that I went down there. My roommate was from college, was from Philly. We went to a Sox-Phillies game, waited in line for like an hour and a half to get this thing that tasted like it was thrown away and reheated. What city's main food is awful. Like, you come to Boston, you'll sit in traffic, but you'll have good clam chowder, you'll have a good lobster roll.
Lobster roll.
You know, it's a great place to eat. You know, you go to California, they have great seafood, you know, avocado on everything. You go to Philly and you get, like, horse meat with cheese whiz.
Right. I'd rather eat a steak.
Are you a hot or cold lobster roll person?
Oh, hot.
Oh, thank God.
It's disgusting.
Well, what's wrong with a cold lobster roll?
I just don't
roll?
Like it. I like a hot with butter. Yum.
All right, we got to take a break, but Courtney has the news coming up next.
It's time for...
Ma'am, this is like a emergency. I need officers here
now. Listen to me. I'm handling this.
The news.
The hope is with this incentive, we'll be able to prime the pump and get more people interested in getting back to work.
With your host...
Florida, not like the rest of the U.S.
Courtney Cox.
You just want like a cookie cutter, probably hire anybody like Courtney Cox.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Ooh.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you go to northeastmenshealth.com. And here is Courtney with today's news.
All right. Well, happy Friday, everybody. A lot of news to get to today. Housemakers in Massachusetts voted overwhelmingly in favor of legalizing sports betting on Thursday. The House bill would allow betting on professional and collegiate sports and could bring in more than $60 million in tax revenue each year. We all love to see that. Plus another $70 million in licensing fees. So
great news.
Yeah, I don't even gamble, but I think...
gamble at all?
Well, I mean, I gamble like more of blackjack, craps, that kind of stuff. But I don't do like... betting on games, gambling. But
You probably bet on a lot of ping pong because that's one of your favorite sports.
As
you mentioned yesterday, that's a real sport, unlike swimming.
Yes, I mean, those players are way more athletically talented than Michael Phelps.
Right.
But I would definitely get into...
that's the dumbest thing that's been said in 2 years.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it is not.
You should have seen last night at the Tall Ship event.
I had
everybody was in Wiggy's face.
So many,
they're like, you don't think Michael Phelps is an athlete and a ping pong, an Olympic ping pong player is? And he's like, yep, and let me explain it to you. And then he points over to the ocean in East Boston and says, that's where I used to swim.
Yes, right. Jellyfish, heavily populated.
Right,
let me
see Phelps swim around jellyfish and, you know.
But anyway, what were you going to say about gambling?
And carriages from Damulas that were thrown in there with tires.
I love when people call Market Basket tamales.
No, I was saying, would it be in Massachusetts and being able to do it right from your phone? I know Barstool has an app. I would definitely bet on games. I would throw $20 on this, $100 on that. So I think it's great for Massachusetts, and it's great for the
economy.
Yeah,
it's about time.
Yeah,
I mean it's great. I'm shocked that we are being allowed. Hopefully, because the Senate has to get on board here, and then the governor has to sign it. But unlike happy hour, which the governor said yesterday he will basically not approve of.
Correct.
In this case, when it comes to legalized sports gambling, it looks like it's going to happen.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, moving on back to some COVID news. By October, the U.S. could be in yet another COVID surge. This one especially concentrated in areas of the country. And see, so this is what we were talking about before, where vaccination rates are low. A new model projects upward of 400,000 cases a day are possible. We have audio from Justin Lessler.
It seems like people have really relaxed. They're very much thinking I'm vaccinated, or a lot of people are vaccinated and the cases are low, and I'm going to go back to a lot of my pre-pandemic behavior.
Sounds like some people here.
Yes, no, yeah, you're right. People have gone back to, they've relaxed, they were vaccinated, and they've gone back to trying to live a life. Like, I can't. Is it just me, Curtis?
But they're saying that where vaccination rates are low, they think that that's where the surges will be.
I understand that. The vaccination rates are high here in Massachusetts, and there was a surge in P-Town.
Right.
Okay.
I'll give the governor credit for one thing that he said yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think this is part of the issue that we have, and right, even in this discussion. He goes, there's too much testing going on.
Yes.
Like, even if everybody's vaccinated, could there still potentially be a surge in people getting the virus if they're getting tested all the time?
Well, and I think the reason that testing is so high is probably because if you have a little sniffle, a little cough, people are freaking out and then running to go get tested. Before COVID, it was like if you had a stomach ache, you weren't running to go get tested for the flu. You were just not feeling well.
There are surges. There's going to be a surge of gonorrhea after the Olympics. That's what they all do over there. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, there are surges.
Right.
I thought there were
cardboard beds.
Yeah. No, that doesn't matter. Yeah. I would ask Courtney and Curtis and Spaz, you're vaccinated?
I have one shot.
Okay. Halfway
That's all
there.
They need because you're only 5'2".
He could only afford it. He thought he had to pay for it, so he only wanted to go for one.
No, I went to Market Basket. I got the $25 gift card. Swear to God.
But Greg and I aren't. So I would ask you guys, why would you get tested?
I would get tested because I would be nervous if I was going to, say, a wedding or something.
But you're vaccinated, so, like, I don't get...
But I could give it to somebody who is not vaccinated or older or has a health condition. I'm saying if I didn't feel well and I was going to a wedding, or some type of event, birthday party, and there were elderly people there or people that I don't know, so I don't know if they are healthy or if they're vaccinated or not vaccinated... I would just do it to make sure that I was being respectful of those people.
So my wife, Wiggy, got tested this week earlier because she was sick for about a week, and it was like a cough, and she didn't know what it was. It wasn't going away. It turned out it wasn't COVID positive.
Mm-hmm. But, and she's vaccinated?
Yes.
Okay. So you go if you feel like you got some type of cough or whatever.
Well, I have a family member who we're being, somewhat protective of because of health issues.
Okay.
So it's just better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I think it's more for the people that you don't necessarily know if they're vaccinated and what their health status is.
So your wife tested positive for being sick of you for the last 7 years. Or whatever. Or eight.
Since high school.
Okay, moving on. Yeah. Residents in Medfield, Dover, Sherbourne, and Natick say that the river smells of something putrid and foul. The stench accompanies dead fish and oily sheen on the water surface. The Charles River Watershed Association said they think they know what's causing it. The runoff from heavy rains has gathered pollutants such as fertilizer and oils, and that is leading to bigger problems in the river. Here's Emily Norton.
In this case, it appears that the impact was such that it caused the river in that area, the Stop River, to be just completely depleted of oxygen. And fish do need some level of oxygen to survive.
No. I didn't know that.
So all the fish died. That is what the odor is that you're smelling in the Dover, Sherburn area.
All right, the first Dover mentioned in the news.
I wonder what they're going to do to fix that, though. If you're living near there and it smells terrible when you walk outside.
I don't think you can.
Febreze.
Outside. Lock your nose.
Axe. They're going to get some axe. Spray it all over the place. All right, what else?
Okay, let's head to Winchester, where a driving instructor is facing criminal charges after investigators say he inappropriately touched teenage girls during in-car lessons. Carl Welliver was arraigned Wednesday on two accounts of incident, assault, and battery on a person over the age of 14, and two accounts of accosting and annoying another person in connection with assaults on two 16-year-old girls. We have Caitlin Welliver here.
My father's taught thousands of kids to drive, and we've never had any allegations of any sort like this. Unfortunately, people are really sensitive these days and maybe can misconstrue things that might have been a learning subject as opposed to them thinking that they're being inappropriately invaded upon.
I saw her on the news and she was like, well, if they were paying more attention, we wouldn't have to intervene.
Well, the problem is that the guy keeps reaching over to touch the stick shift and there isn't one in the vehicle.
I don't think any 14-year-old girl, if he grabs a steering wheel, if he grabs your leg, what's the reasoning?
Watch out for that pothole.
Oh, come on, give me a break.
First sign of a diddler is when one of your kids says, my dad's been around kids for his entire life and there's been no complaint.
Speaking of kids, this is a scary one. A group of friends were celebrating a birthday on vacation at the Jersey Shore. And they have a story for the ages. A 13-year-old was struck by a seagull at an amusement park. Video shows the teen getting fired into the air. You know, one of those like big, they spring you back and throw you into the air.
Yes,
they're all strapped in. Well, she fired into the air on the ride and then came face to face with the seagull. Here's the teen.
I didn't know if I was going to fall out of the ride, so I quickly grabbed it and just threw it off as fast as I can.
Those should be eradicated. Seagulls.
Remember when that happened to Fabio when he was like on the roller coaster and some bird broke his nose? Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was the greatest thing ever. I love when great looking dudes have something horrible befall them. It makes me feel much better about
Think
life.
About how big a seagull's beak is. That could cause serious damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's scary.
But she's okay?
She's okay. That was her. Good. But she was nervous that she was going to fall off the ride.
A seagull an athlete?
Seagulls are rats of the sky. Them and pigeons should be eradicated.
I like that. Rats
in
the sky.
Should be hunting season on seagulls.
All right, now let's go to the Mormon community. A lot of Mormon women are pleading with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to redesign the official sacred underwear that all practicing Mormons must wear under their clothes, arguing that the garments are itchy, uncomfortable, and detrimental to vaginal health. Now, this is ridiculous because they should not be required to wear any type of anything in the Mormon community is.
So you're saying that you're a fan of...
Underwear they're going to wear?
Of
yeah.
going commando.
No, I don't like that. But I'm saying like if they want to wear something from Victoria's Secret, more power to them.
I see. So you think that a Mormon woman is going to show up and just suddenly like burst in the room wearing Victoria's Secret black lingerie
underneath their clothes? Yeah.
Okay.
They're saying that that's what they have to wear all like during their different ceremonies.
It's called a temple.
Sacraments.
I'm looking at it. It's a temple garment.
Yeah.
And like, really?
But that's not going to stop if, you know, their whole thing is like no sex before marriage. Having them wear a certain type of underwear is not going to
guys
stop.
Guys wear them too, though.
It is, though, yes.
It is going to stop it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Guys wear them too.
The more you know.
Well, like the dude looks at it and he's like,
oh, hell no, put your clothes back on.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look at it. He's going to be like, oh. And the guys wear them too. If Santo... Okay. Undressed, and you saw him in the. If you look up temple garment, Mormon God, you'd be like, "Yo, Santo, I'm good. I'm asleep. I got a headache."
Santo.
All right. Well, we're moving on. Good tease earlier on the Bitcoin situation.
Yes.
A Bitcoin miner unfortunately has died in Thailand in what is believed to be the cryptocurrency's first fatality. I wouldn't think that they would have any, but here we are. Deny MacMuck, 26, was electrocuted while trying to power up his computer system to collect more cryptocurrency on Tuesday in Thailand's central Chonburi province.
Yeah. So he was trying to go mining.
Yes.
And get the problem with the Bitcoin mm-hmm. is that you basically lose where it is. Like
right.
It, like
right.
it happens all the time. Or you forget a password, or you're unable to, you need the same hard drive that the Bitcoin is on. So this guy was doing his Bitcoin mining,
yep. mm-hmm.
and then he got electrocuted,
yes.
and that is the first death of a Bitcoin miner.
So he was like in the back of the computer, in the back of the modem,
probably.
Trying to look for...
Trying to start up a computer from like 10 years ago to figure out where's Bitcoin.
Yeah, that could happen to anyone.
Oh, man, I ain't laughing at the guy's death, but damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, is that it?
That's news-wise? It. That's
All
the
right,
news.
We will be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.